This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. It's tough to get the 15 local school districts to agree on much, but fighting truancy, they have reached an agreement. Truancy is not just a bad choice for the student, but it also cost school districts and lost state funding, and then it'll likely lead to a lifelong cost of public funding for the individual. So it's in everyone's best interest to help kids stay in school, graduate, and become a contributing member of society. If you have an experience dealing with chronic truancy, we want to hear from you. Did truancy court hurt you or did it help? What other kind of intervention seemed to work better for you? Call in at 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980, or email us at thesource@tpr.org, or write directly on the show page of our website, tpr.org. Joining us now to discuss this new uniform truancy program for Bexar County, City Councilman Ray Saldana, District 4, and he is also the chair of the San Antonio-Bexar County Joint Committee on Truancy. Ray, welcome to The Source.
David, thank you so much for having me.
So what is new? What has changed?
Well, what has changed is actually we're at the beginning of the new school year, so let's recognize that and recognize that about a year ago, we said to ourselves that there is some changes that need to happen with respect to these multiple versions of truancy policies that every single one of our school districts have. And what that led to was not only 16 different policies and 16 different ways to handling a student who at the end of the day is at risk for a multitude of reasons, all those students getting funneled into five different channels to get into a court system, whether that was municipal court or the JP. So we said to ourselves, it didn't really take long to realize what kind of problem we had when we visited one of these courts and realized that we had this congested highway of at-risk students who really there was this last resort ditch effort, Hail Mary, to try to get these students on the right track at the wrong side of the equation. This was when they were already in courts, their parents were already having to miss work. So what we're implementing this year, at the start of this year with the agreement of 16 school districts, is to have a uniform policy that each one of the districts will implement on how to really put intervention components at the first sign of a student missing the first set of classes or school to get them on the right track before they're in front of a court. And so that's what we'll see being implemented this school year.
So before this agreement, last year and the years before, how different were the school districts dealing with this?
Yeah, so I mean, just to give you a few examples, some of the most, I think, egregious examples are things where, a school wouldn't find out about the accumulated or state mandate that after 10 unexcused absences, you have to reach out to a parent, that you have to at least notify the student of the chronic absences. So in some cases, there were robocalls. If your audience is not familiar with robocalls, it is an automated system that calls to the home, and that was, in a sense, qualifying as the requirement to reach out to the student. And a lot of these cases, it goes to a voicemail, no one answers, and then the next notice you get is one that you have to show up in court. And that's 6 months later, 6 months that could have been spent with that student identifying whether there was bullying issues involved, there was issues where nonprofits could have been involved with at-risk or homelessness or special education. And this is sort of the situation we found ourselves in as a committee. The judge presented the issues. The school districts recognized that there was more that could be done at the school level. So that's where we were.
And so were some school districts doing things better than another school district, and another school district was doing something else that was kind of cool, kind of clever, and people that were started, hey, let's figure this thing out and then borrow good ideas from each other?
Yeah, absolutely. There were some high flyers in the equation. So there were some school districts that recognized that we're going to do a partnership with a specific court, and in that court we're going to make sure that there are six different levels of intervention that we provide to this student. Not only will we reach out to this to a student, but we'll find out what classes they're missing. So you've taken a microscope to the issue and realize that it's really a math class that they're skipping out on, or it's the early morning commute to school that the parent is just not available to transport the student on time. So the Northside Independent School District, and I think Vicki Sullivan can speak to their experiment over the last 2 years, were able to not only, get to students early, but increase their attendance rate and, in effect, bring more money to that school district. So we think that's a model that it's not rocket science. It really is a simple approach. But the problem is that this could be rocket science for those parents who have to deal with a very complicated web of court dates, and court systems, and we're creating one system that would make it a very easy six-step process that is uniform throughout.
Okay, you mentioned Vicki Sullivan. Let's bring her into conversation. She's the director of pupil personnel at Northside ISD. Also with us is Gary Pollack. He's the director of attendance and accountability at SAISD, and they've been involved in coming up with this uniform plan. So Vicki, Councilman Saldana says that you guys have been experimenting and finding some ways to reach these kids. What have you been finding?
Yes, hi, hello.
Hey there.
Good afternoon. Indeed, we have, over the last several years, Northside has restructured its processes on how we deal with student non-attendance and truancy. Namely, we have campus attendance teams have been organized. District truancy specialists and attendance officers have been housed at secondary campuses in an effort to provide increased support and guidance, and our technology resources have been enhanced.
So technology resources have been enhanced. What do you mean?
Well, thanks to our wonderful technology department in the district, they have developed an application for Northside, created by Northside, helping us to monitor student attendance and being able to focus our efforts on the kids that need our attention. So namely the kiddos that are having unexcused absences at an alarming rate.
So you're able to dig down into the data and see, find the red flags.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so, Gary Pollack over at SAISD, what are you having to do things differently this year than y'all did last year?
We designed a early intervention model last year, which is very, we have several core values that drive our district, and one of them is being student-centered. And we took the approach of being very student-centered and being very parent-centered when it comes to dealing with truancy. Having said that, during registration process, the parent and the student have to sign what we call a mandatory school attendance rules, and it just spells out what's expected for good attendance. And then we have an electronic monitoring system that if a student accumulates three unexcused absences, the family will get a warning notice. That generates the family to contact the school to come in and look at an individual attendance plan. And what that is what commitment can the student and the parent make to identify barriers for chronic absenteeism, and what can the school district make a commitment to help them? And we've seen some very positive results.
So basically you're showing on the get-go that this is not going to fly. They need to show up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We're going to continue this conversation. We're talking about a new innovative program in San Antonio. It's going to hit all the school districts. It's a uniform plan to deal with truancy, keeping kids in school, keeping them out of the courtroom, and keeping them involved in school, also their parents. And we want to hear from you. If you got questions or comments, call in, please. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You could also email us your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. When we come back from the break, we'll get to your phone calls and we'll dig down deeper into this topic. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. In just a couple of weeks, school districts, schools around San Antonio and Bexar County will be back in the classroom, and hopefully there'll be a lot of kids in those chairs. Not a lot of truancy. There's a new truancy, uniform truancy program. It's been approved by the Bexar County Commissioner's Court. It's going to be administered by the City of San Antonio, working with all the school districts to try and find a way to maximize attendance for a number of reasons. Number one, we need to get these kids out of trouble and into living life large. With us to talk about that, we did have Councilman Ray Saldana. He had to go, District 4 Council member. He was also the chair of the San Antonio Bexar County Joint Committee on Truancy. But now let's bring in State Representative Mike Villarreal. He led the file, got this, you needed some sort of legislation passed, Mike. Why?
We needed to focus our local community stakeholders on a process to come together to require judges, the educators, folks who are involved in case management, all to sit around the same table to identify what the problem was and to find a common solution. I think county government and our city certainly deserve credit for addressing this problem. We have now a solution that is very important in our highly fragmented system of 15 different school districts and a growing population of charter schools, each one of them taking a different approach to intervention and filing truancy cases. It was very important for Bexar County to come up with a uniform policy, and one that is offering an intervention that is research-based. Essentially, what we're going to see is adults stepping in early. As soon as little Johnny starts showing problems with attendance, they will be called to a meeting on their school campus with their parents and a caseworker to review their file and to figure out what's going on. This is important because it's going to happen before the courts get involved. That's critical because we know that once kids get moved into the criminal justice system, the outcomes for them are very bad. We want to make sure that interventions happen at the campus level, that they're addressed early, and that interventions take place that we know from prior practice can make a difference.
Okay.
Northside Independent School District, let me give you a couple of numbers to just show you how much this works. Northside, 2 years ago, had warnings to 14,000 students. That year, they had to file against 13,000. So they didn't see the needle move much. They changed how they intervened. They intervened early. And just recently, they had to give out 18,000 warnings. But in the end, only 7,800 kids were filed against. That's a huge drop. They experienced their highest level attendance rate. This is a school, as you know, that is very large, over 100,000 students, and they had an attendance rate close to 96%.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Steve has called in. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 210-614-8980. And Steve, let's get Steve on the air here.
Hello.
Yeah, Steve, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Yeah, you know, I graduated late in the 70s, and back then it was called on-campus suspension. And I had a problem coming back from periods after lunch because there was a math class and an English class. And there was a football coach that ran the on-campus suspension program. And he realized that I just, you know, just me and those two teachers just didn't get along. So he recommended that I got into a vocational program and I wouldn't have to come back to school after lunch, just, you know, go to work and take that math and English class, you know, drop out, take that math and English class at Fox Tech, do it self-paced. And I did both of them, senior math and senior English, in like 3 nights at Fox Tech. Then, you know, reapplied to my high school, so I graduated my high school class. But he got me in a vocational program, got me into a plumbing class. Make a long story short, I've been a master plumber for 32 years. I have a thriving business, a couple of trucks, 6 guys working for me, and it's all because of that football coach that realized that, you know, it's not that he's truant, it's that he just has a problem with these two teachers.
All right,
and,
Steve.
You know, it was that individual care that did it for me.
Yeah, I went through sort of a similar situation and taking a night class at Fox Tech in high school, and it was an eye-opening experience, self-paced math, and if you don't, you know, and you got to show up and you got to do the work, but it's there for you, and having adults, you know, cheering you on makes all the difference in the world.
I mean, no,
yeah, there are a lot of lessons there in your story. Certainly, number one, having that adult actually sit down with you and ask you questions and figure out what your interests are, what your challenges are, and connecting you to vocational ed, that rarely happens if there isn't somebody who takes the time to sit with the student. And that's what exactly we're trying to create with this new program.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate you telling your story. So let me ask you, Gary Pollock over at SAISD, how you see these new changes improving things with kids.
Well, my colleagues are exactly right. Early intervention is the way to go with dealing with our parents and our students. We deployed this early intervention model last year. Our attendance was 95.2%. That's the highest since 2010. And we had a reduction of almost 2,000 court referrals as compared to 2013 to 2014. So we're very pleased with the results working with our parents and students.
So over at, you know, we've got you with SISD, and we've got Northside ISD and Northeast. Of course, those are the biggies. We have a lot of smaller school districts on the south side of San Antonio. And so, you know, Representative Villarreal, are they able to, you know, play with these same sort of rules?
Absolutely. We are rolling out this program. You know, implementation matters. And so we're trying to slowly roll it out, not sort of take it all at once countywide. We want to learn from our early adopters and perfect the program. This is a combination of technology and managing caseworkers, and we want to get it right. But eventually, every single school district is going to be involved, and we certainly want to extend it to the charter schools that exist in our community.
So Vicki Sullivan over at Northside ISD, tell me what a typical, if there is such a thing, student who doesn't go to school, who is truant, what is their story?
Well, you know, it really does vary from student to student, and our district theme this year specifies that in Northside, it's personal, meaning that Northside continues to provide the individualistic approach to addressing student truancy or non-attendance. And because we know that every student situation is unique to their set of circumstances, we convene the relevant stakeholders to have a conversation about that student. So we might include campus counselors, a nurse, a probation officer, an administrator, and of course, along with the student and the parents, in the development of an attendance plan that will address the issues that prove causal to the student's non-attendance. So it does really vary from student to student. I think it's important to get the relevant stakeholders around the table to discuss the issues that have proven causal to that student so as to provide an appropriate intervention plan.
But Gary Pollack over at SAISD, are these students... Are they? Is it because of job pressure? Are they forced to go to school, go to work and flip burgers so they can't go to school anymore? Or do they have to do child care for their little brothers and sisters? Or what is like a story that you hear frequently?
Well, Dr. Sullivan is right. I think it's unique to different schools and different school districts. Child care does come into play sometimes. There could be some issues at the home. There could be some resources lacking in the house, and that's one of our roles as attendance officers and the director of attendance is going out, meeting with our families in the field, identifying those barriers.
So you see them in their own environment, and so you can see them in their home and get an eyeball feel for what their life might be like and what the pressures and stresses are on that student. I mean, maybe they really want to go to school, but they can't.
They just need somebody to go out to their house and extend the helping hand to get them back into school.
So, Representative Villarreal, I mean, you had to pass legislation in Austin to get this going. Why? Did we need that leadership framework so that we could get everyone at the table?
There were earlier attempts to bring together the judges locally who deal with these cases and try to develop a uniform system, and those early efforts didn't succeed, and so I felt it was an opportunity by filing legislation, passing a law that actually created our task force and required that we sit with each other, figure out what's going on, come up with recommendations, and then report back to the legislature. It sort of got all the local stakeholders' attention. But ultimately, though, this legislation didn't have teeth. It didn't say, you know, if you don't do this, you're going to be losing money. But it didn't need to. It did need to sort of get people's attention. But in the end, our superintendents, our judges, local caseworkers, were all of goodwill and were willing to figure out and sit together. And I think we've come a very long way. We accomplished something historic. Bexar County voted unanimously to move fees that they collect from misdemeanors, all types of misdemeanors, to the city government to support a coordinated juvenile caseworker program.
That actually is a big deal. That is kind of
that's
unheard of.
That's a very big deal. Yeah. Now we're sort of reinventing how we address truancy with this, and we're doing it across multiple lines that have historically divided us.
And you said a report has to be finished, filed at the when?
Before we reconvene this coming January. We're actually way ahead of schedule. We're going to see implementation roll out this school year, and so we're going to be able to report back to the state, not just recommendations, but how the program is actually going.
And so Gary Pollack over at SISD, you told me before we started the program that y'all are already seeing progress in trying to curtail truancy, just using some of the innovations implemented last year. Is that right? So what are y'all seeing?
Attendance is up, as I mentioned before. It hasn't been this high since 2010, and we filed almost 2,000 fewer truancy cases this year as compared to last year. And we're going to continue to work with our families to increase more seat time. And more seat time leads to higher levels of student performance in the classroom.
And so, Vicki, kind of remind us over at Northside ISD why it's so important to keep out of the courtroom and keep it on campus.
Well, I think one of the things we need to focus on is our efforts are about getting kids back on track and getting them in the classroom and making truancy court the absolute last resort. And Northside continues on that track, and we're very excited to have this partnership with San Antonio Municipal Court and working collaboratively with the district representatives in producing the listing of 15 intervention and prevention strategies.
Vicki Sullivan, thank you so much with Northside ISD, Gary Pollack over at SAISD, and Mike Villarreal, representative candidate for mayor. This is The Source on KSTX.